The Life of Riley. We offer you Escape
the Great Gildersleeve.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet the Archie the Manager speaking. Duffy ain't here.
The Lone Ranger.
This is Stan Freeberg reminding you that my friends at Radio Spirits have a free catalog listing 4,000 old-time radio shows available on high-quality cassettes and CDs. Collect your favorite episodes of The Lux Radio Theater, The Shadow, Richard Diamond, Amos and Andy, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Charlie McCarthy, and hundreds more. Call for your free catalog right now. Operators are standing by. 1-800-RADIO-48, or if you prefer, 1-800-723-4648. We'll rush your free catalog listing all your old-time radio favorites. Just call 1-800-RADIO-48 or 1-800-723-4648.
Ferris Realtors is presenting this program for you in the spirit of Christmas.
And you can just see the twinkle in his eye.
It's real exciting right now watching our clients getting ready to move in their houses for the holidays. I have a couple that are closing this week, and they're going to be in before Christmas. And to hear them talking about going and buying trees already for their new homes, it's real exciting.
Kevin Ferris and Marcia Booth share thoughts about this Christmas with family and friends.
We're doing this Secret Santa throughout the office, and it's really enjoyable because it's almost like the adults have the little light in their eyes like the kids a lot of times, because they, what's next? What are they getting? What's going on? I wonder who it was that gave it to me.
I know we're ringing the bell, talking about church plays, talking about family dinners. You can just hear all the excitement. You know, when are we decorating outside?
The season's best from Ferris Realtors, 308 West Dixie Avenue in Elizabethtown. Selling homes, not houses. 769-2283.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Martini.
Luck wise, guy. I'm the boss, see?
Okay, well, double scotch quick, will you?
What's yours?
You know what? I just love some mulled wine.
Huh?
Heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves. Off with you, my lad, and lively now.
Now, cut it out.
Oh, come on here. Just give him the same as I ordered. He's okay.
Two double scotch.
What about this place? It's all changed.
All of Bedford Falls has changed. You're having your wish, George. You've never been born. Oh, there'll be lots of things you've never seen before. Oh, good. Somebody just made it.
Made what?
Every time a bell rings, it means some angel got his wings.
What'd you say?
Clarence, I don't think you better talk about angels around here.
Don't they believe in angels?
Oh, yeah, they believe in them, but you know, it's just a little
thing. Why should people be surprised when they see one?
Don't mind him, bartender. He's just a little fella. He just never grew up. And how old are you anyway, Clarence?
Well, next May, I'll be 293.
That does it. A couple of pixies, huh? Go on, get you. Hear me, get.
Where's Martini? Will you
stop asking about Martini? Ain't here any... Hey, yo. Rami, didn't I tell you never to come panhandling around here?
George, look.
Hey, it's Mr. Gower. Mr. Gower. Listen, Mr. Gower, don't you know me? This is George Bailey.
You buy me a drink, mister? Just one drink, will you, mister?
Pinky!
Yeah, Nick.
Throw the rummy out.
Oh, no, please.
Hey, bartender, that's Mr. Gower, the druggist.
That rum head spent 20 years in jail for poisoning some kid. If you knew him, you must be a jailbird yourself. Pinky, here's two more. Get him out of here.
Get up, George. Good thing he threw us in the snowbank, huh?
Where's Mr. Gower?
Mr. Gower doesn't know you, George. You see, you weren't there to stop him from putting poison into that prescription.
What do you mean I wasn't there? Look, tell me, what are you? Are you a hypnotist?
George.
Look, well, why am I seeing all these strange things here?
Don't you understand? It's because you were not born.
Well, if I wasn't born, then who am I?
Nobody. You have no identity.
What do you mean I have no identity?
No papers, no driver's license, no 4F card, no insurance policy.
Zuzu's bell.
What?
Zuzu's bell. I bought my little girl a bell to hang on the Christmas tree, and I forgot to give it to her. I've got it in my...
Gone too. Everything's gone. But you've been given a great gift, George. A chance to see what the world would be like if you'd never been born.
You're crazy. You're crazy as a bedbug, and you're driving me crazy, too. Now look, I'm going home to my wife and family. Do you understand that? And I'm going home alone.
He's following him.
Joseph, oh, I'll stay near him, sir. Poor George. He's seeing Main Street now the way it would be if he hadn't lived. The thing that's really shocked him, sir, is the building and loan office. Know what's there now? Pawn shop.
What's he doing? Can you see?
He's talking to Ernie Bishop, the taxi driver. He wants to go home.
You better tag along, sir.
Oh, I will, sir. I will.
Come on, step on it, will you, Ernie? Get me home. I'm off my nut.
Where do you live, buddy?
Oh, now, doggone it, Ernie. Don't you start pulling that stuff on me. 323 Sycamore.
323 Sycamore.
Yeah, hurry. I'll put a Zuzu sick.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, look, Ernie, I don't know what's happened. I'm going crazy or something. I got some bad liquor. Tell me this now. You're Ernie Bishop, right? And you live with your wife and kid down...
You see my wife?
What do you mean? I've seen your wife. I've been in your house 100 times. What do you... We built it for you, didn't we?
But my wife took the kid and ran away 5 years ago. And I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Okay, Ernie, okay, okay. Just step on it. Get me home.
Mary! Mary, where are you? Janie, Petey, Zuzu! Zuzu, where are you?
This is just an old abandoned house, George. You have no wife, no children.
Where are they? What have you done with them?
Hey, I'll bait that tin sea, I told you.
All right, up in your hands.
Oh, Bert the cop, thank heaven you're here.
Now look, why don't you be a good fella and I'll take you to a doctor.
Bert, listen to me. What's the matter with you guys? Now listen, it's that fellow there, he says he's an angel, he tried to hypnotize me.
I hate to use my nightstick, but I guess I...
Ow!
Run, George, run. He can hit you while I'm
biting him.
George, run! My teeth aren't what they used to be. Joseph, help! Joseph! Joseph!
Where'd they go, Ernie? Where'd they go? I don't know. They just disappeared.
Parents! Oh, Joseph, I hope you don't mind my calling on you like I did.
It was very irregular, Terrence. You're by yourself again. Where's George?
He's at his mother's house, sir.
Well, if George hasn't been born, he has no mother.
Oh, he's being very stubborn, sir. He'll just have to find these things out for himself.
But his mother, that's a terribly bitter blow to a man. His old mother not knowing him.
You mean I shouldn't have let him?
I mean you better find him right away. Oh, and stop biting policemen, Clarence.
I'm here again, George.
My mother, my own mother, didn't know me. If only Harry were here. My brother were only back from Washington.
Your brother fell through the ice and was drowned at the age of 9.
Well, that's a lie. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Every man on that transport died. Strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. Don't you see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Clarence?
Yes?
Where's Mary? Please, where's my wife?
I'm not supposed to tell.
Tell me where she is.
You're not going to like it, George.
Where is she? I'll choke it out of you if I have to. Where's my wife?
The library. She works there. She's just about to lock up for the night. So George, come back. Oh, there must be some easier way for me to get my wings.
Mary.
I'm sorry, the library's closed.
Mary, it's George. Don't you know me?
No, I don't know you. Let me go.
Mary, please, don't do this to me, Mary. Please, help me. Help me. Where are our kids, Mary? I need you, Mary.
Get
please.
Away from me. Help!
Help me, Mary. I'm George. Mary!
George, I'm afraid I've lost him, sir.
You knew you shouldn't have let him try to see Mary. Now they're after him, a mob. They think he was trying to hurt her.
Joseph, I'm only even get one wing, will I?
You have one more chance, Terrence. Get over to the bridge by the river. I think George has seen just about enough.
But the mob...
But don't worry. They've lost it, too. Now, hurry up.
Oh, thank you, Joseph. Thank you. Clarence.
Clarence! Clarence, where are you?
I'm here, George.
Help me, Clarence. Get me back. I don't care what happens to me. Only get me back to my wife and kids, please. I want to live again.
Oh, thank you, George. Thank you, boy.
I want to live again, please. Oh, God, please let me live again.
George? Is that you down there, George?
So get out of here, Bert. Get out of here. You come in any closer. I'll let you have it.
What the hell are you yelling for, George?
Come on. George. George, Bert. Bert, do you know me?
No, yeah. I've been looking all over town for you. Where you been?
Hey, Bert. Bert. I'm alive again, Bert.
You sure you're all right? Hey, your mouth's bleeding.
It is. Hey, my mouth's bleeding. Bert, look at the blood come out of there. Would you? Where's Zuzu's Christmas bell, Bert? I had it right in my pocket. Here it is. Hey, it's in my pocket. What do you know about it? Hey, Merry Christmas, Bert.
Well, Merry Christmas. Get in the car. I'll drive you home.
You will, Bert. We'll do that. I turn the siren wide open, huh? Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. Hey, Merry Christmas, old building alone. Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter. Yippee! Come on. Hey, Bert, come on in with me, huh? Look at this wonderful old drafty house. Isn't it wonderful? Have you seen my wife? Where's Mary? Mary! Janie, Petey! I could eat you up. Where's your mother?
She went looking for you, Daddy, with Uncle Billy. Daddy.
Zuzu, my little ginger snap. How do you feel, huh?
Fine, Daddy. Not a snitch of temper.
Not a snitch of temper. Hallelujah!
George, darling.
It's Mommy. Mommy's home.
Mary.
George, where have you been?
Mary.
George,
oh, Mary. Just let me touch you. Oh, you're real, Mary. Oh, you've no idea what happened to me.
You've no idea what's happened either. They're on their way here.
Who's on our way? Oh, the police department? I don't... The FBI? The National Guard? I'm alive again, Mary. Oh, listen, Mary. I'm alive again.
Oh, yes, darling, yes. Now close your eyes and come on downstairs.
Oh, what is it? We can't open my eyes yet, Mary? What's going on here?
Now, keep your eyes closed. Now, I'll just walk you over here by the Christmas tree and...
Oh, people, I hear lots of people. What is it? Lots of people.
Just one minute now. We're all ready, Uncle Billy. Come in, everybody.
George, look. Just look. Uncle Billy. Money, George. A laundry basket filled with money. Money for you. Mary did it, George. Mary.
I don't understand. What money? What?
People heard you in trouble, darling. These people, your friends, they've collected this money for you, the $8,000.
Charlie. Hey, there's Martini. Mr. Gower. Hey, how are you, Mr. Gower? Mrs. Thompson, Ed, Tom, everybody.
None of us would have a roof over our heads if it wasn't for you, George.
Garth, this is wonderful. Hey, Mary, look who's coming in. Mother. Hi, Mother. Hey, and Harry.
Got Mary's telegram, George.
I flew in as fast as I could.
Hey, everybody, a toast. How about a toast?
Good idea, Ernie.
A toast to my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Go!
It's
so wonderful life so long as we can have such fine performances as we enjoyed tonight. From Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed, and Victor Moore. Good night, and thanks a million. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents Gene Tierney and Cornell Wilde in Lever to Heaven. This is William Keeley saying good night to you from Hollywood.
Oldies 1400 WIEL Elizabethtown.